Welcome to another inspiring message recorded at Rivers Church.
Well, today, if you haven't realized, is already the 24th day of lockdown. I know these days are confusing. Every day seems like the day before, but it is the 24th day of lockdown. And I think by now we'd hope that lockdown would be done with. We were originally told it was going to be 3 weeks or 21 days. Then recently that got extended to 5 weeks, a total of 35 days. And, you know, currently we're still not certain if that's going to be further extended. We're not sure what the future is going to look like. We don't know when we're going to come out of lockdown. We're not sure when schools will start again or when we'll be able to go back to work. And I think for all of us watching online today, we're also looking forward to being able to gather corporately again. The truth is that, as we've said many times over in these last few weeks, it's a season of change and it's a season of many unknowns and uncertainties. And I find that in these seasons, it's important that we look to that which is known and that which is certain. And we know with absolute certainty that God is still good. God is for us. God is on our side. God is unchanging. God is in control of all things. His word is true. His promises are still for us. They're still yes and amen. And he can still be trusted. And when we look to him, even in a season of lockdown, we don't have to hope that we can just survive. But I believe that as the children of God, we can still thrive, even in the midst of these uncertain circumstances. You know, I'm not much of a boxing fan, but I do have an appreciation for it. And I know the basic goal of boxing. And boxing is basically you try and knock your opponent out before he knocks you down. And the longer it takes you to knock him down, the greater the risk or the chance that he will knock you down. And I think we need to take a bit of a similar approach to this lockdown season as well. Either we give lockdown the knockdown, or lockdown will give us the knockdown. In other words, we will either overcome this season and be better for it, or we will be overcome by this season and be bitter on the other side of it. And so I want to speak a message to you today that I believe is very relevant for this season. And I've called it giving lockdown the knockdown. Giving lockdown the knockdown. You know, the Bible speaks a lot of a place called the wilderness, and the wilderness is really a place that represents lockdown to us. It's a place of isolation. It's a place of separation. It's a place of lack, of dryness and barrenness. And I think that's what many people in our country and in the world are experiencing at this moment. And, you know, what's interesting as we read the scriptures is we see that Jesus also had a season where he found himself in a type of lockdown. The Bible says that he spent 40 days in the wilderness, yet this was an incredibly crucial season of his life and his ministry. It wasn't intended to harm him, but it was there to bring out the very best of him. And I want us to read together from Luke chapter 4, from verse 1. And the Bible says that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the desert, where for 40 days he was tempted by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of them, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone." The devil led him up to a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, "I will give you all their authority and splendor, for it has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. So if you worship me, it'll all be yours." But Jesus again answered, "It is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. "If you are the Son of God," he said, "throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." And then again, verse 12, Jesus answered, "But it says, do not put the Lord your God to the test." When the devil had finished all this tempting, he left him until an opportune time came. And then the New Living Translation finishes that passage in verse 14 by saying, "Then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power, and reports about him spread quickly through the whole region." Here we see that Jesus was in lockdown for 40 days. He was in isolation. And what's interesting about this passage is the Bible says that for 40 days, he didn't even eat. I think we would have gone insane if we were not able to eat during lockdown. And in fact, it's probably fair to say that in these first 24 days, many of us have already eaten 40 days worth of food. But we see here in this time that Jesus is not overcome by lockdown. He's not miserable during the process. He doesn't do anything desperate. He doesn't become resentful. He's not angry. He's not complaining. There's no bitterness in him. In fact, we see the opposite. He comes out of it, and the book of Luke records that the first thing he does is to go to the synagogue. He pulls out the scroll of Isaiah, and he begins to preach the word to the people. And we see that he sets a great example for us on how we can knock down lockdown. Warren Wiersbe, the American pastor and author, says that the first Adam was tested in a beautiful garden and failed, but Jesus was tempted in a dangerous wilderness and won the victory. Jesus gave lockdown the knockdown. He came through it. He came out better on the other side. And today I want us to look at Jesus' response and learn from it so that you and I can also become better and not bitter through the season of lockdown. The first response that Jesus had was that he understood it to be a time of preparation, not punishment. It was a time of preparation and not punishment. You know, we've got four kids, and so our household during this lockdown season is incredibly noisy and it's incredibly busy. And I think for all parents in lockdown with multiple kids, I'm sure you'd agree we need a special grace upon our lives. And, you know, sometimes as parents, we have to discipline our kids if they don't listen, or if they've been disobedient, or they've been rude to their parents or their siblings. And what we find works quite well in our home is when we send them to their rooms as punishment. We essentially put them in isolation. We give them time to think about what they've said or think about how they've reacted. And then when they're sorry for what they've done, they can come out and they can apologize and we can move forward. But their lockdown in that way is essentially a form of punishment. Jesus was not sent into the wilderness as punishment. The father wasn't angry with him or disappointed and said, "Jesus, my boy, it's time for you to go into lockdown in the wilderness." No, in fact, the exact opposite. Before this passage we read of Jesus being in the wilderness, we see that Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist in the Jordan River, and the audible voice of the father was heard saying, "This is my son, whom I love dearly." So we see God the Father endorsing and affirming Jesus the Son. And then he was led into the wilderness as preparation for the next 3 years of public ministry that Jesus would experience. And there were certain things in the wilderness, in lockdown, that Jesus needed to hear from his Father and get clarity on so that he would be fully prepared and fully equipped to fulfill his calling and his purpose. And you know, it's important that you and I don't see this lockdown season as punishment, but rather we view it as preparation for the next season that God has for us. Because if we view it as punishment, well, guess what? We'll become resentful. We'll be miserable. We'll see it as a waste of time. We will see it as being unfair. And we will very likely complain our way through this whole lockdown period. In 1992, I went to the army for a year, and at that point, it was still part of the government regulations, and it was an incredibly tough season of my life. It was basically lockdown. We were confined to the barracks. We couldn't just do what we wanted, when we wanted, how we wanted. You couldn't just go home. And, you know, at the time, it almost felt like the equivalent of being in jail. And many of the guys in the army would crack. They would break under the pressure and end up doing some really desperate things. And you know, at the time, I felt like it was a horrible season of life. But as I look back now, years later, with a lot more wisdom than I had then, I realized that it was a season of preparation. God was preparing me. He was teaching me discipline. I learned obedience in that season. I learned submission to authority. I learned not just to give up and quit when things in life became difficult. I learned about teamwork. And there were many other great lessons that I learned during that season of preparation. I believe that God is using us in this season of lockdown to prepare us for our future. And I know that even in your homes today, over these last few weeks, God has spoken to you. He's given you revelation with regards to your personal life, your family, your work, your business, your children. And Jesus understood the value of the preparation time in the wilderness. And I believe it's important that we do as well. You know, we see in Luke chapter 5, verse 16, it says Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. I think he learned in that season of lockdown that it was a great opportunity to connect with God and prepare for what came next. And so he then, out of his own accord, after that season of lockdown, would often withdraw to the wilderness and isolate himself so that he could better hear from God. You know, we read in Matthew chapter 3, verse 1, that the Bible says the prophet Isaiah was speaking about John, that being John the Baptist, when he said, "He is a voice shouting in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord's coming, clear the road for him." John the Baptist, we know, was a man of great character. He was a man of great gifting, but his character and his gifting was forged in the wilderness. He had a powerful ministry. He was anointed by God. He was used to prepare the way for Jesus' ministry, but his gifting and character was formed in those wilderness years. The Bible says that he ate locusts and wild honey in the wilderness, and he spent much time in isolation. In fact, that verse says that he is a voice shouting in the wilderness. And I find that quite interesting because I realize that God's voice often shouts to us in the wilderness. It is often easily discernible and far more clearer in a time of isolation than it is when we're busy with the day-to-day tasks of doing the school runs and going to work and all the busyness of life. It's very often in the wilderness that we clearer discern the voice of God. And I want to encourage you to expect God to speak to you in the season of lockdown, because his desire is to prepare you and to prepare your heart for what lies beyond the season of lockdown. I hope you can say amen to that. The second response of Jesus was that he recognized the opportunity in the midst of opposition. He recognized the opportunity in the midst of opposition. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 9, Paul writes and he says, "There is a real opportunity here for great and worthwhile work, even though there are many opponents." You know, the season of lockdown is a season of opposition for all of us. We know the challenges, we know the difficulties that come as a result of it, but I believe it's also a season of incredible opportunity. Yes, there's opposition, and I know many of you are wondering how this is all going to work out. You're concerned about what your work situation or your business might look on the other side of it. Perhaps you're all lonely at the moment. I'm very grateful I've got five other family members to spend with during this time, but perhaps you are on your own. Maybe you've become depressed. Maybe you're wondering how you're going to pay your bills and your school fees, and perhaps you've even got health needs that are being overlooked at the moment because the focus is all on those who are battling the coronavirus. But let me just remind you that Jesus was tempted by the devil three times, the Bible says. He faced severe opposition while he was in the wilderness, yet he still saw it as an incredible opportunity to spend time with his father in lockdown. You know, we realize, and I had this revelation earlier this week, that it would have been the most time Jesus had spent alone with his father since he stepped down from heaven onto earth. As an earthly man and growing up, he would have had family responsibilities, he would have had work, there would have been people around him at all times. And yet now he has the opportunity to spend time alone for 40 days with his father. And in spite of the opposition, Jesus saw this as an incredible opportunity. You know, even if I look at my own life in these past few weeks of lockdown, there's been fantastic opportunity. One of the things I value so much in life is time with my four kids, and I've had a whole lot of time to spend with them and just to hang out with them and do stuff with them. And, you know, I think like most parents, we generally feel that we don't have enough time to give to our kids. Well, I've had time during the season. I've played cricket with my boys in the front yard. We've had some great matches. I've even won one or two of them, which is amazing. And This past week also, I picked up my guitar for the first time in 10 years. My excuse has always been that I haven't got time to play. Well, I had time this week. It sounded terrible, but I picked up my guitar nonetheless. I've also been working on a new book that I'm hoping to release later in the year. And I've been also giving thought to the future and strategizing and planning for what lies beyond lockdown. So there's been great opportunity in spite of the fact that there is opposition. And I think we just have to choose which one we're going to focus on. We can't deny that we're in opposition. And yet let's not miss the incredible opportunities that God has for us in this season. Adrian Rogers, the American pastor, once said that the doors of opportunity swing on the hinges of opposition. If we can recognize the opportunity despite the opposition, we can give lockdown the knockdown. The third response of Jesus was that he used the word as his defense weapon. Three times the devil tries to deceive him. He misquotes scripture. He takes it out of context. He tries to offer Jesus a shortcut out of lockdown. And he gives him the opportunity to compromise his integrity and disobey the Father. But I love the fact that Jesus punches back with the authority and the power of the word. And his response is simply, "It is written." You know, lockdown will present us all with temptation. There's a temptation to be negative. There's the temptation to be critical. There's the temptation each day to watch a whole lot of garbage on TV. And granted, there's some good stuff, but most of it is rubbish. I read an article 2 weeks ago in Italy that there was a major porn site that was offering Italians free subscription to their site during the season of lockdown to help them navigate this difficult season. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. You know, domestic violence, I'm told, has also increased over the season. I think there's, for all of us, the temptation to eat ridiculous amounts of food. And I have to confess that I've succumbed to this temptation frequently. You know, we also saw before lockdown people stacking up on alcohol. And I think there's many people who've been drinking themselves into oblivion. You know, even as Christians, there's the temptation perhaps not to tithe, not to give like we normally would, or the temptation just to be disconnected from church life. And we can kind of just drop our guard and let everything hang out. But the Bible encourages us in Psalm 107 verse 4 and recounting the Israelites in the wilderness in the Old Testament, it says, "Some wandered in the wilderness, lost and homeless." Don't allow yourself to become lost in the season of lockdown. Don't neglect the reading of the word and the daily study of the scriptures. You know, it's in your quiet time reading the word that God will give you strength. He will give you hope. He will bring you encouragement. He will inspire you. He will fuel your spirit and you will be strong so that you will not give in to the temptations of lockdown. And you will also be able to look beyond this current season of opposition. Make it a daily priority, the reading and the studying of God's word. You know, in Peru, there's a small little village called Huacachina, and it has a population of only 100 people, and it's built around a small lake in the wilderness. In fact, all around it are just sand dunes. It's completely isolated, and yet you have this thriving small community in the midst of everything that is decaying and dead around it. This place also attracts thousands of tourists every year. And I believe it's a great picture of what Christians should be like in lockdown. Yes, there might be lack around us. Yes, everything might be dry and barren. But as children of God who serve the purposes of God, I believe that we don't have to just survive lockdown, but we can actually thrive in this process. And if we can use the word correctly to build into our lives, we too can give lockdown the knockdown. Another response of Jesus was that he relied on the Father's strength and provision. You know, one thing that is certain for all of us in this time of lockdown is that we are all needing to be more reliant on the provision of God than ever before. And that is never, ever a bad thing. You know, I think too many people really see themselves as their own provider. You know, people work hard, people earn well. For those of you in business, you plan, you strategize, you execute the business deal, and we can very easily see ourselves as the source of our provision. But in a time of wilderness, in a time of lockdown, as we currently find ourselves in, we realize that actually God is our provider and we become more reliant on Him. And I think probably the biggest concern for most people in this season is their financial status and what's going to happen afterwards. And, you know, interesting, there was a news article I read this week, and it unfortunately didn't paint a very positive outlook for our country. And it said that the economy of South Africa could shrink by up to 10% as a result of this corona issue. And it also said that a further 1 million people in our nation are likely to become unemployed as a result of this. And this also doesn't even factor all the other people who may not lose their jobs, but would be financially worse off. And, you know, we can become very discouraged when we read things like that. But, you know, can I just remind you again, as believers, as children of God, we don't look to the world as our source of provision. We don't look to the news and the governments, and we look to God alone. Our faith is in God. Our hope is in God. And I believe even in this difficult season that God is able to supernaturally provide for those who look to Him. You know, in Matthew 4, verse 11, the Gospel of Matthew records that when the devil finished tempting Jesus, it says the devil went away and angels came and took care of Jesus. In other words, God supernaturally provided for His Son, Jesus, and I believe as the sons and daughters of God, that He too will supernaturally provide for us. In 1 Kings 17 in the Old Testament, we read about Elijah, the great prophet of God, and he too found himself in a season of lockdown. In fact, God sent him into lockdown for his own safety and protection because his life was under threat. And it says in 1 Kings 17 verse 2, then the Lord said to Elijah, go to the east and hide by Cherith Brook, near where it enters the Jordan River. Drink from the brook and eat what the ravens bring you, for I have commanded them to bring you food. Here we see that God provided for Elijah in an unusual way. He sent the ravens to feed him while he was in a place of lockdown. I believe that if we stay faithful and committed to the purposes of God, that God will bring provision into our lives, and He may do it from the most unusual places and from the most unusual means. You know, I read you a few praise reports earlier in the service, and I want to just read you another two more, which I think are so amazing and so encouraging for us. This person in our church says, God has been so good in our lives over this lockdown period. Despite our business having to close, we've had numerous requests from clients and people in our network asking whether they can make donations to our work and asking how they can support us during this time. We received a donation on Good Friday that we really were not expecting and could never have asked for. Isn't it amazing? God sent a raven there. Goes on to say, this will make a huge difference in enabling us to continue pursuing our vision. And then this other person just simply says, I'm thankful to God for making my business grow in a season of uncertainty. I asked for financial provision and He has provided. I love the fact that God provides for His people even in the wilderness. In Deuteronomy 29 verse 5, we read the words of Moses who says, for 40 years I led you through the wilderness, yet your clothes and sandals did not wear out. But He, the Lord, provided for you so that you would know that He is the Lord your God. God will always supernaturally provide for His people, even in lockdown. Let me give you one more thought today. The last response of Jesus is this: He came out better, not bitter. He came out better, not bitter. Now, that doesn't mean that when He went into the wilderness, He was bad and then He came out good, or that He had to go deal with issues. No, we know from Scripture that the Bible says that Jesus was sinless. He was perfect. He had no sin. But it's interesting in that passage that we read from Luke, in chapter 4, verse 1, it begins by saying that Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River and was led by the Spirit in the desert. But then it finishes in verse 13, and it says, then Jesus returned to Galilee, filled with the Holy Spirit's power. So He went into the wilderness led by the Spirit, but after a 40-day lockdown, He came out full of the Holy Spirit's power and fully equipped for his next 3 years of ministry. The Bible clearly says that, you know, Jesus didn't come out bitter. He didn't come out of the wilderness or out of lockdown saying, oh, there was no food to eat there and I'm so starving, I'm hungry. There was no one to talk to in the wilderness. The devil, gee, he gave me such a hard time and there was no Wi-Fi signal there. I couldn't get any internet connection. He didn't come out saying, look how sunburnt I am. No, he didn't say, I hope I never have to experience that again. No, Jesus came out and he realized the incredible value that was added to his life through that season of lockdown. You know, just last week, we looked at the cross of Jesus at Easter Friday and all the pain and suffering that he had to endure. And I know with absolute certainty that part of that 40-day period in lockdown was to ultimately prepare Jesus to fulfill his purpose and go through with what he had to experience at the cross of Calvary. And I believe likewise God is preparing us right now in our homes for what he has for us beyond the season of lockdown. In Psalm 95 verse 8, the Lord says, don't harden your hearts as Israel did at Meribah, as they did at Massah in the wilderness. You know, I think it's very easy for our hearts to become hard in the wilderness during the season of lockdown. I think it's easy for lockdown to ruin us, for lockdown to rob us of that which God wants to do in us. And I think it's easy for lockdown to deliver us a knockdown blow. But can I encourage you, make sure that you and I give lockdown the knockdown. Let's become better as a result of it. Let's overcome it. Let's not be overcome by it. I'll finish with a great quote by a guy called Josh Shipp, who's an American best-selling author. He says, you either get bitter or you get better. It's that simple. You either take what has been dealt to you and allow it to make you a better person, or you allow it to tear you down. The choice does not belong to fate. It belongs to you. I hope you can say amen to that today, and I hope you were blessed and encouraged by that word.
We hope you have been blessed and inspired by this message.